Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue with our discussion of the daily, very powerful avodah of the Ketores. In the last FMM, we learned how two Kohanim come into the Beis HaMikdash, one carrying a bowl overflowing with Ketores, and one carrying a golden pan full of burning coals. I'll add parenthetically that at first, these two Kohanim are not the only two Kohanim walking into the Beis HaMikdash at this time. First of all, as we learned in FMM number 14, the Kohen who cleans the menorah walks in with these Kohanim as well. In addition, as we will see in a moment, Emir Hashem, the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin Perak Gimel Halacha Zayin that another Kohen walks in with these two Kohanim, and he will also assist in the bringing of the Ketores. So how is the Ketores brought? First of all, the Kohen holding the golden fire pan of coals spreads out the coals on the inner mizbeach, and he uses the side of the golden fire pan to spread out the coals evenly. And after that, he bows down in the Beis HaMikdash and he leaves. Remember, as we said in the last FMM, other than the one Kohen who brings the Ketores, no one is allowed in the Beis HaMikdash when the Ketores is brought. So when the jobs of the other Kohanim are finished, they bow down, spreading out on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and then they leave. And now, as I mentioned a moment ago, the Rambam says that there are now two Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen who will bring the Ketores takes the bowl overflowing with Ketores and he hands it to another Kohen. And that second Kohen pours all of the Ketores into the hands of the Kohen who will bring the Ketores. And then that pouring Kohen, he also bows and he walks out of the Beis HaMikdash. And I'll add parenthetically that as we just learned, one Kohen pours the Ketores into the hands of another Kohen. And that's true every day in the Beis HaMikdash. However, it's interesting to note that on Yom Kippur, when additional Ketores is brought in the Kodesh HaKadashim, the Kohen Gadol does this alone. There's no one to help him. No one there to pour the coals. No one there to pour the Ketores. It's all the Kohen Gadol, and he's all alone. It's one of the most challenging avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. So now getting back to the daily avoda and the daily Ketores, at this point there is only one Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen who will bring the Ketores is there alone, holding the Ketores in his hands in front of the inner Mizbeach, which has burning coals on top of it. It's now time for him to pour the Ketores onto the coals. And how does he pour the Ketores onto the coals? As we learned in FMM number 18, a Kohen is only allowed to bring the Ketores once in his life, once in his entire life. And no one is allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash when the Ketores is brought. So he's never seen how to do it exactly. So the Kohen is warned, Have Zahir Shema Tatchil Lefanecha Shelo Tikaveh. If you begin pouring the Ketores near you, then Tikaveh, you'll get burned. The Ketores will burn you as you continue to spread the Ketores across the Mizbeach. You'll get burned from the Ketores. So, this Kohen is warned, when you pour the Ketores, don't begin pouring the Ketores right in front of you and then lean over the Mizbeach. Rather, do the opposite. Reach across the Mizbeach first and begin sprinkling the Ketores far away from you and work your way back to you, closer to you, as you burn the Ketores. This is the warning that the Kohen gets. And I thought that perhaps one can suggest that this too, like every avoda and every detail of every avoda, has an important message for you and for me. As we've said a number of times, bringing the Ketores is a segula for material wealth. And just before the Kohen brings the Ketores, he's warned, you'll become wealthy, God willing, and when you have that wealth, don't keep that wealth close to you. If you do, you'll get burned. Rather, start far away from you. Spread your wealth like you spread the Ketores far away from you, and only then bring it closer to you. That way you'll be able to walk away from this tremendous bracha and this tremendous nisayon unscathed. So that is how the Ketores is brought. He leans across the Mizbeach and he pours it out, bringing it closer to him. However, before he does that, the Memuna, one of the Kohanim who works in the Beis HaMikdash full time, says, Hakter. He has to say, Hakter, burn the Ketores. And at that point, all of the Kohanim step away from the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, at this point, not only are there no Kohanim inside the Beis HaMikdash, but no Kohen may stand even at the front entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. They clear out that area, and then the Kohen pours the Ketores onto the inner Mizbeach, again, starting from his far side and bringing and coming closer to him as he distributes the Ketores evenly, and the Ketores burns and fills the Beis HaMikdash with smoke of the Ketores, and then the Kohen bows on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and he steps out. And what happens next? We will discuss that, Emir Tzashem, in the next FMM, together with the fascinating history about the making of the Ketores. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tzashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.